Alright, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our very special golden podcast. We are going to be covering...
We are
going to
win so many awards for this.
We are going to...
Will we win any medals?
Possibly. We are going to be covering the Superhero Olympics today in honor of the London Olympics going on right now. If you are not watching the Olympics...
You should be listening to us.
Yeah, because we've got the information quicker than anyone. Kang the Conqueror has come back from the future to tell us what's going to happen tonight when this airs on NBC. So we already have all the gist. So as always, spoiler alert: if you haven't watched the superhero games yet, we're gonna reveal a lot here.
So first, we will take you to the events that have brought us to the. The whole nation that is hosting us, Matt.
Well, as you probably heard, the 2012 Superhero Games are supposed to be held in Gotham City this year, but an unfortunate unrest with the League of Shadows has forced us to relocate at last minute. But
they kind of blew up their stadium there.
Yeah, they blew up the Olympic Stadium, and they had no place to have the track and field, so we had to find a new venue. So graciously, Dr. Doom of Latveria has thrown together the opening ceremonies for us. Just to recap on those opening ceremonies, it started off during a simpler time in Latveria when the gypsies were agriculturally farming their fields. And then we get this mixed montage of Kenneth Branagh coming up, and we transition into the Age of Doom, where they're industrial building Doom bots back and forth. And the one of the highlights is the monarch himself was seen in the opening ceremonies. He jumped out of a helicopter. It turns out it was just a Doom bot stunt double. But he still made it there.
Hopefully some of you have actually seen the opening ceremonies and weren't just sitting playing video games and you would get these jokes.
It's okay, though, because security is unquestionable in Latveria. In fact, a quote from the dictator himself, in Latveria, terrorists need protection from doom. Because he's got that Eastern European.
That sounded a little more
That never always comes across in the comic books, but Doom definitely has an Eastern European... kind of like Bella Caroli. You can do it! You can do it! I just imagine Dr. Doom going, I will kill you! I will kill you, Richards!
Yeah.
But finally, we had the lighting of the Olympic torch, which Doom geniusly crafted out of the Human Torch himself. Captured Johnny Storm and has him lit as a beacon for all. So we know that the games are open. So, Tony, why don't you take us to the first... series of events.
All right, well, first events that I have down right now is just the running events. We can throw them all in together because we all know there's really only a few people that can possibly win the running event. I have currently right now in the roster Quicksilver versus Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else you think could?
Yeah, hands down, most of the people that I'm thinking of actually are just slightly above the ground, like Speedball. Not running.
Cannonball. I mean, yeah. So that's not technically running.
There should be a whole event of like the 100 meter fly. Right.
Yeah. How would you get started?
We also can't count out Nightcrawler for teleporting, right? Or is that considered cheating?
That's considered cheating. Right, yeah. It's not truly running. Running at your fastest speed. I mean, just sucks that they get to run faster than us, but.
It's true. All right, so base land speed, who wins, Quicksilver or the Flash?
Why not Flash? I'd have to say Flash.
I have to say Flash, too, just because I know he's gone. He goes Sonic all the time, and then he can break
the time barrier.
Yeah, he occasionally breaks the...
I haven't seen Quicksilver do that yet.
Resulting in a complete reset of a universe. So, yeah I'm going to have to say gold for the Flash. Gold for the Flash. What other running events do we have?
I don't know. They would be in all of most of them. I mean, Flash wins again. Flash wins again.
But when we're talking hurdles, would the Flash have problems get tripped over them.
Actually,
he makes one jump and he ends up jumping over like six of them. So
yeah, and totally missing the turn.
he jumped over the first one.
And it looks over.
Doesn't make the turn. Goes right into the stands. Oh shit! I got to turn around.
Well, okay. Well, I got someone then for hurdles. Do vision. He can just have him phase right through him. He can just start running and.
Well, in that case, I think the Martian Manhunter would also give him a run for his money, because he would also go insubstantial and just walk through the hurdles. Technically, they wouldn't be knocking him over, so...
That is true. I don't know who would win in that one.
Yeah, the majority of them is going over the hurdle, so that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you guys can... stay tuned to your NBC channel if they ever get that to you to find the results on that contest.
Oh, it'll be on tape delay. It'll come out at like 1:30 in the morning.
I don't know that the camera speed would be fast enough to pick them up.
I don't know, man. You ever see that camera that goes along the side of that thing hauls ass. I mean, you got to keep up with Bolt.
All right. Well, in other running events, inspired by the double amputee, Oscar Pistorius, from South Africa. There's a bunch of other amputees who are inspired and are hoping to make next year's games. Amongst them are Cable, Charles Xavier, back when he was in a wheelchair, Misty Knight, Dr. Octopus, Bucky, Cyborg from Teen Titans. Any more people who have lost limbs and gotten robotic replacements?
Nick Fury for his eye.
Yeah.
And half of Marvel Now, and they all lose their eyes.
Everyone, eye patches for all.
Deathlok, didn't he?
Deathlok is a cyborg. I was gonna put Iron Man in the same category, because technically his Iron Man suit is a prosthetic to keep him alive. So it's kind of gives him that.
Let us not forget the greatest superhero ever, Aquaman. When he had that hook,
Well, Aquaman can still compete even without the hook.
I think he did the hook just to be cool. He tried to fit in. He's like, look, guys, I got a hook for a hand.
I'm trying to be...
Take me serious now, please.
I'm trying to be, rational, or no, what's the word? I don't know.
All right. Any other track? What's next? If we're on track and field,
if we're on track and field, who wins the high jump?
I was high jump. Not pole vaulting, just high.
No, just the high jump.
Oh,
Superman, because he can leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Okay, yeah. we'll give him that. Even though, as Kevin said before, why is it Superman competing in everything?
Superman cannot compete in everything.
Why not?
Particularly since Lex Luthor put kryptonite in his lime green Gatorade. You'd think that Superman would quit drinking lime green Gatorade after this event's happened several times over and over, repeatedly in the comics. But, once again, Superman is incapacitated after the high jump. All right. Well, you brought up Aquaman. Let's move on to swimming, shall we?
All right.
Our two main competitors, it was a neck-and-neck race between Namor, the Submariner, and Aquaman.
The only thing is, I feel that Aquaman is at a disadvantage because he's not in the sea. I mean, he can swim, but he usually has his fish friends. There's no fish friends
in the pool. Yeah.
And Namor is kind of a dick that he would just,
He's got those little wings on his feet.
He's got the wings. Doesn't he have web feet?
He might. He's a mutant. Pointy ears. Those are aerodynamic or hydrodynamic.
He's always got that slick back hair, so he doesn't need them.
He also wears a lot less clothing in the pool. Aquaman's usually got the full shirt and leg motif going, where Namor, he's just shaved everything.
See, I think Namor would, though, be taunting Aquaman the whole time. And honestly, that would be a draw, but then by the time they even started to actually do the race... They would already see Michael Phelps at the end saying, here's Michael, bitches.
Hey, here's a question. Could Aquaman use his telepathy on sea creatures on Namor because he's a creature of the sea?
Ooh,
man, that's tough.
And could Namor punch Aquaman in the balls just because?
Imperious Rex. Swimming. Don't have much more for swimming.
Yeah.
I see, the swimming one was always tough for me because I'm just thinking, who goes into the water that isn't lame? Well, I whipped out here the old Marvel Universe handbook, and actually, I didn't even know there was a Namorita?
Yes, it's his cousin.
Yeah, okay.
She was one of the New Warriors?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Like the whole thing was Speedball and stuff like that.
See,
now she's like an agent of Atlas, I think.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of like aquatic villains and stuff to go with Tiger Shark. Who's the guy that was from the old Super Friends cartoon that was one of Aquaman's bad guys that looked like a bad scuba diver and he'd wear his scuba suit?
I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah, didn't he have some sort of like computerized voice?
Those are classic.
But yeah, there isn't really much for water, so those are going to be all of our water. I'd give Aquaman, if he had his team of fishes synchronized swimming.
Yeah. Well, I really thought Solomon Grundy was going to win on... He can hold his breath for a long time. Okay.
Ooh, good call. Well, I'll give Namor the gold, but Aquaman the gold in water polo.
Okay.
No, well,
water polo,
that's
it's
a team sport.
It's a team sport.
You get your fish buddies together.
That's true. Well, I think...
He's going to have Nemo flipping his flipper there. Like,
I stopped it, Daddy! I think Hydra...
And they're already talking to him, so how unrealistic is that?
I think Hydra has the best chance of winning... Hydra has the best chance of winning the water polo. It's a team sport.
Eh? Badoon, maybe?
What? Doom?
Badoon.
Besides, hey, to go back a second, you just said that Aquaman would have his fish buddies and Nemo would be there, right? Well, Nemo is under the Disney titles, and so is Marvel, so I don't think they're allowed to talk to one another.
Ooh. Yeah, there would be some conflict, some old-school U.S.-Russia rivalry going on right there.
All right, let's move on to... some of the other track and field events. Hammer toss. Go.
Thor, all the way.
Silver medal. Beta Ray Bill.
I forgot about Beta Ray. I think, Thor has lost his hammer multiple occasions. I don't think I recall Beta Ray Bill actually losing his hammer. I think Beta Ray Bill is better than Thor.
He's better keeping track of his Odin artifacts.
So I'm going to give the gold to Beta Ray Bill. I don't think Thor deserves that. He's kind of a cocky... Actually, the moment that Thor won the gold, he started getting cocky, being like, look this, me or humans. Then he dropped his hammer and couldn't pick it up for another year until they rebooted him, so...
Yeah. Well, I think Steel, Man of Steel,
No.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was a contender, but he was a distant fourth place. He got the Iron Medal. All right, Javelin. I think Kraven the Hunter... Or Odin, because Odin does have a spear, but Odin's
Loki
has
a spear
class.
Too, right?
Loki does have a spear, and I'm pretty sure he'd trick everyone into somehow winning.
I can't think of any more.
He would disguise Kraven the Hunter as Loki, and then Kraven would throw it, and everyone think Loki threw it really far, and that's how he wins the gold.
I'll go with that one.
All right, Discus. Captain America versus U.S. Agent. Captain America all the way.
Well, it's U.S. versus U.S. Does no one else have a team?
USA wins the gold. China's not making very many medals in this in these games.
Oh, you know, actually, what about, I forget, what's the nickname of the U.S., the U.K. flag?
Oh,
Union Jack.
Union Jack?
Yeah. we gotta throw someone from out of the country in there.
Well, to round up our track and field events, shot put. I think the Thing is good at throwing rocks.
Colossus throws Wolverine quite far.
True.
Yeah. Essentially, he's just one big rock.
Yeah. Sure. Juggernaut. No.
Juggernaut.
He doesn't really throw stuff.
But Colossus is the Juggernaut now.
Now. Well, if we... He enters as Colossus and Juggernaut.
he says
Phoenix 5.
Yeah.
He wins for gold and silver.
In Soviet Russia, Colossus bitches you. Juggernaut bitches you. I can't believe I messed that one up. All right, pole vaulting.
The only person that I know that carries around a stick or a staff is Gambit.
Yep, I'll go with Gambit. Mockingbird. Mockingbird for the ladies.
Doesn't Daredevil carry some sort of telescopic pole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he just has to get an extension on it.
Yeah,
and
I'll give Daredevil.
Yeah, he's got slick moves.
All right.
Batman almost could just take a broomstick and somehow...
Yeah, he'll cheat and use something off of his utility belt.
I think, now that you mention it, Donatello would definitely pull some turtle power and maybe win that event.
I guess, if he has a pizza waiting at the end, he'd be more motivated for that than the gold medal.
All right. Well, give us another sport, Tony.
How about we go to archery?
Archery. I think...
Well, definitely Bullseye, Hawkeye.
Green Arrow.
I think Bullseye gets disqualified when he throws an arrow at the target.
That is not true archery. That is true. I feel like Superman and Batman can be in almost anything, though, because I want to say Batman would have a pretty good rigged...
No, here's the thing. Is Batman limits himself to only one event each year, and he makes sure that he wins the gold.
Okay, well, we will get to Batman in a sec.
But, yeah.
Let's archery. Who's going to be winning this...
I think it goes on forever.
Yeah, I think it potentially could, but I think, do they both have weird, like, extending, like, arrows and stuff? Yeah, I think they both have
trick arrows and stuff, yeah.
They pretty much realize that at a moment that they're going to call it a draw, they are kindred spirits.
I think Hawkeye gets into trouble because of his ex-wives or ex-girlfriends, or who knows who he's dating now, and... gets in some trouble. Misses it by that much.
Robin Hood comes in and teaches him a thing or two. Looks at Green Arrow, goes, "Why are you dressed up as me?" and Hawkeye goes, "Why are you shooting as good as me?" They're all like, "Oh." All
right, well, let's move on to an event that's near and dear to everyone's heart, gymnastics. Let's begin with the men's competition, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. I think on the rings, you have the Mandarin versus the Green Lantern. Okay. I think Beast pulls out on the pommel horse. He just owns on the pommel horse. High bar, I'm going to give it to Daredevil. Okay. Just because he's gymnastic. Floor exercise, Robin the Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't watch the Olympics without thinking that any of these kids could play Robin Boy Wonder in a Batman-themed stunt show.
I guess that's true. I think Spider-Man could do a thing or two on the floor exercise as well. But I agree with you as...
Spider-Man always gets second, and you know why? Because it really sucks to be Spider-Man. Something always goes wrong for him at the last minute.
I got an upset special for you on the men's vault, Puck, because he can
Puck.
Yeah, I mean he is that springboard, but he turns into a huge cannonball. Man, he's getting like seven flips, and he'll stick the landing because of his low center of gravity.
Very true. All right, Puck wins the vault. Parallel bars. All right, this one's a little bit of a stretch because I think the Watcher wins.
He's got a giant head that will...
But he has unquestionably more experience with parallel universes than anybody else, which should directly apply to parallel bars.
That was funny. I wish I had sound effect. That one was for you, Derek.
All right, let's get to the gymnastics we all enjoy watching. Women's gymnastics. And the best part about watching superhero women's gymnastics is you don't have to feel like a pedophile.
Well, yes. And first, let's just start naming off some of the women that are going to be competing. Black Widow.
Black Cat.
Elektra.
Wonder Woman.
Catwoman.
I'm done with my list.
Spider-Woman.
Supergirl.
Name me a girl.
Psylocke,
there we go. Rogue.
Jean Grey.
Mary Jane Watson.
Catwoman.
Medusa. Name us a superhero female who is not a gymnast.
Jubilee. Jubilee sitting out of this phone.
Poor Jubilee.
Oh, wait, but is she still a teenager?
It doesn't matter.
She's not doing weird poses.
I was gonna say, you know, Hit Girl would do really good in the Olympics, except that she's not 16 yet.
Yeah.
But then again, neither are most of the people on the China team. So.
So we pretty much included every single woman possible to be on gymnastics, because when you look at the covers or you look at how they bend in comic books,
pretty much.
That defies the laws of physics and gravity and gymnastics.
All right. On uneven bars, though, I'm going to have to go with the Black Widow. She's Russian. Russia has a strong tradition. A Russian won the gold medal this year.
You can do it.
On the balance beam, Black Cat or Catwoman? I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, actually, that would be...
Similarly, I think Black Cat and Catwoman both were competing in the vault. Until they figured out that it's an actual jump with a bunch of flips and not a safe that needs to be cracked.
That was lame, too.
I'm full of them today. All right. Moving on. So Wolverine is the best there is.
I want to go back to gymnastics. Oh. I think we could do a whole episode on just women's gymnastics from the...
But the visuals would be better. I think we need our artists in Artist Gallery to create some visuals...
That would be sweet. I don't even care if it's a year from now.
Yeah.
Start listening to this podcast. Visuals, draw some sketches of some of these.
Or get something ready for the Winter
Olympics.
What?
And you know what? Then we'll have the real, if we get enough submissions from artists on things, we'll have our competition. We can have people pick their the favorite of who wins which event.
Yeah, I do really want to see some of these drawings, especially the women's gymnastics.
All right. Anything more on gymnastics, Tony?
No, I think we can. We got a lot more events to cover.
All right, cool. Well, Wolverine is the best there is at what he does, but what he doesn't do is volleyball. Sheik! Aww. Canadian teammate Puck had this to say. Logan A is just, he's on too many teams there. He can't focus on Alpha Flight winning the gold here, A.
Yeah, at least we have a true Canadian team.
There is one true Canadian team, Alpha Flight.
Canadians always in the Summer Olympics are like, just wait till the Winter Olympics, assholes.
Iceman is going to win at,
ice-related. He's just waiting two more years so he can become the all-time winningest with 89 medals at the Winter Games.
I think Silver Surfer might give him a run for his money on snowboard, but...
True, but, well, I mean, he just makes his... Bored out of snow. Yeah. Well, I mean, I do hope, though, that when the Winter Olympics come by, though, they don't have a mess up like the 62 games when DC committee was to pick the area to have the host of games, and they picked the Marvel Universe's Antarctica, not knowing that that was the location of the Savage Land.
It's okay. Mr. Freeze got right on that, creating a device to freeze over the Savage Land.
And then Magneto at the time, being the occupant, got super pissed and boycotted the games. Genosha boycotted the games.
All right. In other beach volleyball sports, who's the winner? Here's a real question. Who's the winner? Psylocke and Emma Frost versus Power Girl and Xanthu, or what's the magician name, DC character?
Xanadu?
Yeah. No. Is it Xanadu?
She's got really big boobs, though.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so who's the winner between those two?
For which event?
Beach volleyball. I think the winner is the audience. Anyone watching that? It'll be like watching Dead or Alive volleyball back when you were in high school. And you just dive for the ball.
Give me
one.
All right, and what other events are we missing? How about shooting?
Shooting?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this last night. I'm thinking that, like, shooting and archery, man, just so close to each other.
But I don't think, though, I mean, Batman wouldn't compete in shooting.
No. Yeah, he would actually probably do a sit-in.
I'm against guns.
But, I mean, you got Punisher.
I can see Cable.
But is he a good single shot? Because I just think of him, he'd be great if you gave him multiple guns and he...
Punish her. She Punisher.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Deadpool can shoot. He's been known to... Domino. Domino has been known to be a sniper. Mm-hmm. And she's got luck on her side.
Mm-hmm.
She'd totally win unless she was going against Longshot, who also has luck on his side.
Well, that's... Longshot and Domino in any event, it becomes just whose luck runs out. But since they just have luck power, which I think is probably the coolest power more than even Superman, because... they would luckily somehow make kryptonite.
Find kryptonite.
So they're not allowed to compete in the events after winning all of the 78 games.
Were they even characters in 78?
I don't know.
All right.
But going back to shooting, what do you think? Is there any other sharpshooters?
Well, there's a lot of people who, like, accuracy is their...
Hit monkey.
Bucky, Winter Soldier,
known
to be a sniper.
I guess you can pretty much pick almost half the...
Most people have military training seem to never miss with their bullets. Mm-hmm. It's all the people who are the bad guys that... No villain can win this event.
Yes, let's just say that.
Except for maybe Bullseye, but...
Yeah.
But he's competing in archery, so... He's disqualified.
All right, what about...
Again, he's disqualified for throwing the gun at the target.
Who do you got going in the triathlon?
The triathlon? It's the Ironman competition, isn't it? No, actually, I think Captain Marvel wins the triathlon. And then there's a lot of Captain Marvel. Then there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, Captain Marvel's dead.
Yeah, everyone thinks Captain Marvel's dead. And he goes, oh, that's right, my name's Shazam now.
Oh, the DC Captain Marvel.
The DC Captain Marvel. Oh, didn't see that one coming, did you?
Home field advantage. That's... Captain Britain.
But we're in Latveria.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's
he would have won it there, but now he's got no support.
Yeah, he doesn't have that crowd firing him up.
Actually, the crowd's voting for no one but Doom.
Yeah. Doom apparently wins every medal. Yeah. All right, let's see. In men's rowing, the Wrecking Crew. Wah, wah.
Just because it's crew.
All right, team handball.
I don't know.
The hand. Come on, they're a bunch of highly trained ninjas. They can totally win a team handball.
Okay, then what's your joke for table tennis?
Table tennis? I think Batman wins table tennis this year.
Why?
Because him and the Joker are having a legendary battle, and the Joker would totally play a game like table tennis.
Although, you'd have a giant, like, paddle coming out from
it. It'd be a huge paddle, and the ball would be like a grenade, and after it had been hit exactly this many times, and that's every time Batman would let the Joker score a point, would be when the grenade goes off. But I think Batman wins because Batman's out to prove that he is the best at anything he puts his mind to. And next year, or next Olympics, he's competing in horse dressage.
And people might actually watch that because it's got Batman in it.
It's got Batman. Who wins in horse dressage this year, Tony?
There's not really many...
horseback riding superheroes?
The only people I can think of is the Phantom and Valkyrie.
Valkyrie? I can see Valkyrie. What about the original Ghost Rider? Or the Wild Wild West Ghost Rider?
There was a Wild Wild West.
Yeah, didn't you see the terrible movie with Nicolas Cage?
Oh,
yeah. He was played by Sam Elliott, though, and that made him cooler.
I don't know. I don't really care about horses. I was trying to think, though, if there was a horse.
A superhero
horse. I was actually thinking that someone would ride Beta Ray Bill, or that Beta Ray Bill would just enter the competition saying that I'm the horse.
She-Ra.
Oh, yeah.
If we're going to step outside of the moment for...
Yeah, She-Ra's had a comic book, I think.
Conan, the Barbarian. Conan's good at horseback.
Kazar can ride his...
his saber-tooth tiger.
Kevin, you got a sport and some people that you think might...
competition? I was thinking about judo, taekwondo, those type of events.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
the hand.
yeah. fist.
I think the person who would take it all would be Howard the Duck. Because he's a master of quack foo.
I was wondering how we were going to get Howard the Duck in here.
See,
thank you.
Done. Thank you. Have a good night.
I think you win the gold medal for that.
Okay, I can kind of see that. I was thinking, though, I mean, be honest, though, we'll give him the gold.
Let's be honest here in our make-believe Marvel Olympics.
DC Olympics 2, comic book Olympics. We can't.
That's true. We're not.
We're announcers. We can't be picking favorites. I was thinking, okay, so silver and bronze. Elektra, Daredevil, Batman,
Iron Fist. Who's Shang-Chi? Bruce Lee. The comic book version of Bruce Lee.
Okay. Someone's probably drawn it.
He is. He's a Marvel character. He's the master of Kung Fu.
Oh,
Ken. Yeah. Ken from Fist of the North Star.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that would probably be the... second greatest next to gymnastics to watch at these events.
I was actually thinking Greco-Roman wrestling would be a really good match between Colossus and Juggernaut, what was the Juggernaut.
What about the Hulk?
The Hulks got disqualified.
All the Hulks?
All the Hulks.
They were going to win.
They were juicing on gamma radiation. Yeah. General Ross was disgraced again.
Bruce, I don't think people know who General Ross is. Red Hulk.
Spoiler alert after the fact. So, all the Hulks get eliminated because, yeah, they pretty much win in any strength weightlifting. However, people were rocked and shocked when the Wonder Woman won the snatch. She had a beautiful snatch. And Namor, for men's weightlifting, Namor won the jerk. The clean and jerk.
Did you do it cleanly?
He did it cleanly because he's a jerk.
Okay, fencing.
Nightcrawler?
I was thinking Corsair. I mean, he's already a proud parent of two Olympians, Cyclops and Havoc, so...
That's true. Okay, Corsair.
Silver Samurai?
Silver Samurai, ooh, I like that one. Black Knight? Black Knight. Who are the sword-wielding people in DC? Oh, who's that? Slade. That guy Slade, he's kind of like almost a really evil Deadpool, but less crazy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I think it's
too.
Slade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just go with that. And
yeah, cool.
We'll if not, we just got property rights to that character.
Yeah, and call him Slade. All right, so that's fencing. What else we got?
I don't know, just kind of running out of things.
All right, let's do some makeup. Some made-up Olympic sports, like the Butler Games. Who wins at the Butler Games?
Oh, Alfred.
Alfred versus Jarvis and Wong. I think Wong gets too prissy, and Jarvis goes, wait a second, I've been turned into a AI sentience, so I don't even have a body. And Alfred goes, back in the war, we used to have to play games like this to amuse ourselves.
Okay, so the Hulks are disqualified from weightlifting, which pretty much goes down to that. Actually, let's just start making up some more games.
Okay.
With best laser eyes.
Living laser.
Yeah, poor Cyclops. He's full of lose this year. Mass genocide on a universal scale.
Galactus?
Galactus. Yeah, Annihilus. Yeah, he came in. Annihilus had his day. At the last Olympics, few years with the Annihilation.
Didn't Superman destroy some worlds? Flashpoint destroyed worlds, too.
A whole universe.
Yeah.
And a whole comic book industry.
The creators of Marvel, where they're going right now.
Darkseid, Thanos. I think the biggest winner of mass genocide, though, is how NBC is killing their coverage of the Olympics. I'm so mad at you, NBC. Okay, what else?
Flying
events?
I mean, there's so many to pick from. Who would be the best flyer? The fastest flyer?
Best watch would be Rogue.
Miss Marvel?
Yeah, I'll stop and watch that.
Hawk Girl?
Hawkman, for all you ladies listening.
Hawkman!
Deathbird.
Yep. I don't know, there's so many things, though, that, like, best being able to. Who's gotten resurrected the most?
Jean Grey. Jean Grey wins. Or who else?
Superman. I mean, they've all been kind of resurrected.
Hawkeye's been dead a couple times.
I think Hawkman. That's part of his shtick. Is
who wins? Back. Who wins at staying dead the longest? Uncle Ben.
He's still winning gold on that one.
Way to stay in the grave, Uncle Ben.
Spider-Man's like, I still have the gold medal and me and dead forever.
Of causing the death of a beloved family member.
Oh, what did we missed tennis.
Ooh, who would play at tennis?
Well, see, the problem with tennis is that I just think everyone would just crush the ball so much that it wouldn't stay in.
Well, you'd have to still be skilled and actually, no, perfect. Plastic Man versus Mr. Fantastic. They just stand right there and just their hands are going everywhere.
I think Plastic Man turns into a giant racket and wins it decisively.
I was going to put a gambit in there as zapping the ball and then throwing it over there, but I think Plastic Man and...
I like Plastic Man.
Cycling?
Ooh, Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Lobo. You guys remember Lobo?
Mm-hmm.
He had a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Blade's got a motorcycle. Who else has a motorcycle?
I don't know.
We could go other mounted characters. soccer team. Who would you put on the soccer team?
I was thinking at least in the goal, Doc Ock.
Okay. Doc Ock on the winning goal.
I was just thinking about how Alpha Flight would make a great good team, but then they'd just probably complain about the officials.
See, I'd put all of our dexterous, charming, acrobatic males that are tall and skinny, like Gambit and Deadpool. I'm sure Cyclops is a Boy Scout enough to be like team captain.
I can see that. Do you have anyone that they'd play against, or?
No, I don't have a
super, the Doombots?
No, they play against the Batman's Rogues Gallery.
That's never ending.
Yeah, they've got a lot of substitutes. Two-Face would be making a lot of, you know, two-line jokes and two-line pass jokes and... Or that's hockey.
Yeah. Do you got any more events, though, or are we going to...
I'm done.
Kevin, you got any?
No, we hit the list. We talked. We even got a synchronized swimming plug in there. What about diving?
Oh, that's another water one.
What do you got for basketball?
Oh yeah, basketball. I got the dream team here: Luke Cage, T'Challa, Goliath, Bishop, Blade. Everyone looks at them for their power and says, I don't want to play them.
Well, Goliath is your center, right?
Yep.
And Cage is forward, and Blade would be a forward. I think you have Black Panther as your point guard. And who is the fourth one?
Why do you gotta call him Black Panther? T'Challa, man. You don't need to be...
on the DC team, there's... Black Adam and the Lightning guy and Cyborg.
I like that three-man team. that is about basketball, I guess.
There you go against the Looney Tunes, Space Jam.
If only Michael Jordan would come back. You know what, Michael Jordan? Would you please come out of retirement just for the Olympics? I'm still sure you're better than most of the people, except for maybe the Latvian team.
Or for Space Jam 2. I would love to see that. Revenge of the Monstars. Well, do you have any other, I don't know.
I'm just looking forward to the closing ceremonies when Doom traps them all in Latveria. And we pass the torch on to where the games are going to be played in 4 years in Bizarro World.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
And the closing ceremonies, I heard, is going to have a spectacular flourish of the Phoenix leaving out of the cauldron for another 4 years until it decides to come back to resurrect Jean Grey and reboot the Marvel Universe again. Well, anyways, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this special gold edition, Olympic style. We had fun coming up with some of these, and
hey, feel free to post any other suggestions you have on our Facebook page, Drunk on Comics.
Or on the comments underneath at the podcast.
On our website. Even get at us on Twitter. As always, it's a pleasure having fun, drinking with you guys, and pretty much coming up with some BS. So anyways, on behalf of me and everyone else Drunk on Comics, we will see you later.
Later.
Bye.